Their second show is in Florida. Their trip is slowed down by the rain. What if nobody comes because it's raining? Worries Chicken. Goat looks out the window. The rain is beautiful, man. The wipers of the van go swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. The wipers of the van go swish, swish, swish. All through the...
Welcome to Book Tour. I'm Netta Ulaby. This week, children's book author and illustrator Jarrett Kruzaska shows what can happen when a quintet of rocking farm animals hits the highways in their van. Punk Farm on Tour and its wildly energetic paintings make you almost able to hear the music, according to one critic. Nine-time author Kruzaska says you never know when an idea will come back to you. An earlier book called Baghead, about a boy with a bad haircut, came from a still life he drew in high school. The original Punk Farm from 2005 combined two Kruzaska stories that weren't gelling for him on their own, one about a pig and the other involving a boy rock star. This reading of Punk Farm on Tour took place in November 2007 at the Politics and Prose Bookstore in Washington, D.C.
My name is Jarrett, and I'm very excited to be here today to be with you guys and read some of my books and share you some stories that I made when I was a little kid. And so I'm very lucky because I get to write stories, draw pictures for those stories, and then have those books published. Now, who can tell me what it means to have a book published? Any guesses? Who could tell me what does it mean to have a book published? Yeah, you can share it with the world. So I have my studio at home, and I write these stories, and I draw these pictures for those stories, and then I get to share them with the world. And I get to share them with the world by having them published by this. There was this big company in New York City called Random House. And Random House, they take the words that I make and the pictures that I draw, and they copy them into books, and they send those books out to bookstores and libraries all across the country. And that's a really cool feeling to be able to go somewhere and find your book in a bookstore or meet someone who's read one of your books before. Like, I've never met any of you guys before, but you guys have seen some of my books before. And that's a really cool feeling. So I'm going to read a few books to you guys at the end of my presentation. I just had a new book come out last month, and it's called Punk Farm on Tour. So you guys have seen that book before?
Yeah!
Well, that makes me feel so good inside because I worked really hard on making the pictures for that book and writing that book. And it's a sequel to a book I had come out a few years ago called Punk Farm. And Punk Farm, you read that one too?
Yes, we read it!
So that's why when you read Punk Farm on Tour, you weren't confused because you read the first Punk Farm, right? Yeah, okay. So I'm going to start today by showing you a drawing that I made a really long time ago. I'm going to show you a drawing that I made when I was in preschool. So this is a picture that I drew when I was 5 years old, and I drew this picture with crayon. Now, how many people here have ever drawn with a crayon before? Raise your hand if you've ever in your life drawn with a crayon before. Well, that's everyone here in this room right now. So I started off drawing with crayons just like you guys. I loved to draw when I was a kid. And now the first time that I ever made a book was when I was a kid like you guys. So, you know, you don't have to wait to be a grown-up to be an author and an illustrator. You can be an author and an illustrator now as a kid. And in the back of the book, there's an author page. And an author page tells you about the author. It tells you where he or she lives, what he or she likes to do. And my author page reads, Jarrett lives in Worcester, Massachusetts. He goes to Gates Lane School. He liked making this book. So when I was a kid, I just loved to make books. And the passion I had to make books and to write stories stayed with me as I got older. And I kept making up stories. So I would come home from school, and when I was done with my homework and when I was done with my chores, I would write stories and draw pictures for them. So there was an egg and a tomato and a head of lettuce and a pumpkin, and they all lived together in this refrigerator city. They would go downtown. There was this club where this donut rock band would play shows. They'd go see these shows. But then there were these bad guys. There was a blender and a toaster and a microwave, and they'd always try to capture them. And so I would just make up these stories on my own, not because I had to, but because I wanted to. And I would also make my own comics. So I'd make my own comic books. And that was another way for me to tell stories with words and with pictures, by creating stories through comic books. Now, when I got older, when I got to high school, I signed up for all the art classes that I could take. So here I am, I'm a senior in high school, and I'm thinking about maybe writing and illustrating picture books for a living, and I really want to go to college for art, and I really wanted to go to this one college for art in Rhode Island. So I took all of my drawings, I sent them into this school, I applied to go to this art college in Rhode Island, and then they wrote me back, and did they accept me into their school? No. They rejected me. They'd said, well, you know, you need to work harder. Your work's not where it needs to be yet to go to the school. So do you think that I felt sad? Yeah. I felt really sad. So did I just give up?
No.
No, I went to another school. I went to a school in Connecticut, and I studied art there, and I had all of these classes that dealt with color, and I had to take all of these drawing classes, and I had drawing class after drawing class after drawing class. But at the end of my first year of college, I thought, you know, that school in Rhode Island had rejected me, but maybe I could give it a second try. So I applied to this art school in Rhode Island for a second time, and did they accept me the second time around? Yes, they did. I was so excited. I worked really hard. I tried a second time, and I got accepted to this school in Rhode Island. So I went there. I signed up for the most ultimate class in college for me. It was a class where we'd write stories and illustrate them for picture books. And in that class, I wrote a story about a boy who met a giant slug. This big orange slug. He talks all the time, and the kid gets very aggravated by him. And I thought, you know, this idea, it's pretty funny, and everyone seems to like it. Maybe I could mail this book out to a publisher, and they'd make a ton of copies and send them out to bookstores all over the country and libraries all over the country. So I mailed the slug story out to a publisher, and they wrote me back, and guess what happened? Did they publish the book?
Yes.
No. They rejected it. They told me that it wasn't good enough to be published. So do you think that made me feel sad? So did I just give up and quit?
No!
No, because I mailed the book out to a second publisher. And then I waited, and then I waited, and then the second publisher wrote me back. And did they accept the book?
Yes!
No. They also rejected the story. But I didn't give up. I mailed the book out to a third publisher, and did that third publisher accept the book?
Yes!
No. The third publisher rejected the story, but I was so excited about this idea of this giant orange slug who just wouldn't stop talking. So I mailed the book out to a fourth publisher, and did they accept the book?
No.
No, they didn't. What about the fifth publisher?
No.
No, every single publisher rejected the story. But I mailed the book out to an 11th publisher, and guess what happened? Did they accept the book?
Yes!
No. They also rejected the book. Every single publisher that I sent this book out to rejected it. Why did I make it better? Yes. I wish I had known you all those years ago. But there was a story that I'd been working on for a number of years, and it was about a really angry pig. And then it turned into a story about a really happy pig whose best friend was a very sad chicken. So I really loved painting these farm animals, but I didn't like where the story was going. So I put the story aside, and I started working on this whole other separate book called Rockstar about a kid who was a rock star. And so I didn't like where this story was going either, but I liked the idea of a book about rock stars. So I had this farm animal book and a rock star book, two separate books, and I didn't know how to make them work.
Oh, say that again?
If
you mix them together, it would make Punk Farm. And if you wanted them to take a trip, it would be Punk Farm on Trip.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what I did. I had these two separate books, and they weren't working on their own. So I said, what if I combine these two ideas? So I started sketching out a cow on drums, a pig on guitar, a sheep on the microphone, a goat on bass, and then a goose on backup guitar. But then I thought, the idea of a goose being able to hold a guitar is just ridiculous, so he was replaced by a chicken on keyboards. And once Chicken joined the group, Punk Farm was born. So Punk Farm came out, and everyone seemed to really enjoy it. So I started developing a book called Punk Farm on Tour. I actually started writing Punk Farm on Tour before Punk Farm came out to bookstores. Okay, so now I'm going to read two books to you. And let's see. And I'm going to start. It's a big decision. Let me take a look at the books that I have, okay? Let's see. I'm going to start with Punk Farm. Okay, so we'll start where it began with Punk Farm. And you guys, if you know the words, you can absolutely read along. This is Punk Farm. Farmer Joe works hard all day long. At the end of the day, Farmer Joe is tired and heads home for bed. Farmer Joe's animals are sleepy too. But are they getting ready for bed?
No.
Not tonight. They have a show to get ready for. Cow sets up her drums. Pig plugs in his amp. Chicken sets up her keyboards. Goat tunes his bass. Sheep checks the microphone. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, gang, tonight's the big night. Let's go over some songs before this place gets packed. In the middle of practice, Cow stops drumming.
Guys, she says, the farmer's light is on.
The animals freeze. The microphone screeches. Footsteps can be heard in the distance. Will they get caught? Not tonight. The light goes off and Punk Farm finishes their rehearsal. Outside, animals wait in line and buy tickets. Everyone is eager for the show to start.
Are you guys ready? Asks Sheep.
I was born ready, says Pig.
Whatever, dude, says Goat.
I'm nervous, says Chicken.
Let's do this, says Cow.
Okay, I want everyone to close their eyes. I'm going to close their eyes. I want everyone to take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. And I want for you to search. Search deep within your soul. And I want for you to find your inner farm animal. If you were a farm animal, which farm animal would that be? Picture that farm animal in your mind, and now take that mental image of your farm animal and make it punk rock. So maybe your horse has purple hair, whatever you want. It's totally up to you and your imagination. Okay, so now you will now become that punk farm animal, and you will no longer be at Politics and Prose, but you will be at the Punk Farm barn where Punk Farm is performing. So when Sheep asks the crowd if they're ready to rock, you can cheer, but you can cheer and make whatever animal noise you are, and you can be as loud as you'd like to be, okay? Okay, we'll wake up from our meditation because Sheep asks the crowd, who's ready to rock? And they go crazy!
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Old MacDonald had a farm!
E-I-E-I-O.
And on the farm he had a cow!
E-I-E-I-O.
And the cow plays drums, so take out your drums, your imaginary drums, ready? With a boom crash here and a boom boom there, here a boom there, crash everywhere, crash crash. Old MacDonald had a farm!
E-I-E-I-O.
On the farm he had a pig!
E-I-E-I-O.
And the pig plays a guitar, get your guitars out.
With a wee wee here and a wee wee there, here wee wee wee, everywhere wee wee. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah, yeah.
On the farm, he had a chicken.
Yeah.
The chicken plays keyboards. So get your keyboards out. Ready? With a beep beep here, and a beep beep there, here beep there, beep everywhere, beep beep. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah, yeah.
On the farm, he had a goat.
Yeah.
And the goat plays bass. So get your basses out. Ready? With the broom broom here and a broom broom there, here broom there, broom everywhere, broom broom. Punk Farm wails on their instruments one last time and delivers a blazing finale. E-I! E-I! And what's next? Thank you, Wisconsin! Soon, the sun rises, and so does Farmer Joe. He heads over to the barn for a big day of
work.
The end. Punk Farm on tour! Okay, so this book just came out a month ago, and I'm so excited to be here at Politics and Prose today to read it to you guys. Now remember, hold on to your inner punk rock farm animals because you're going to need them again. Because Punk Farm is going on tour. Punk Farm on tour. When Farmer Joe packs for the National Tractor Society Conference in Reno, Punk Farm gears up for their first big tour. "We leave in a few days and we don't even have a killer song yet," Chicken points out. Cow taps a beat on her drums. Inspiration will hit. Guys, we have something bigger than songs to worry about," interrupts she. "How are we going to get anywhere in a broken down van? And even more important, how are we going to get anywhere in style in that beat up old thing?" adds Pig. "I'll get this engine running, dude," says Goat. "I guess we could paint the van," suggests Pig. "I'll get the paint," offers Chicken. "And I'll pack the instrument," says Cow. "This is going to be the best tour ever." And they paint the van with? Soon, the rock van is ready to roll and Punk Farm hits the road. Their first show is in Maine. Finding Maine is easy. Finding their first show isn't. "I think we should take a right," says Pig. Sheep doesn't agree. "The map says to stay straight." "We're never gonna get there on time," cries Chicken. "Chill, homies," says Goat. Everyone, hold your horses," says Cow. "It's right up here." Backstage, Punk Farm is worried if the crowd will like their new songs. "I think I have our next big hit," says Sheep. "Just follow my lead." The club manager pokes his head in. "You guys are on." Okay, you guys ready for another Punk Farm concert?
Yeah!
The wheels in the van go round and round. Round and round. Round and round. The wheels in the van go round and round. All through the... "Great show," Cow cheers. "Pig, let's go," says Sheep. "Just a minute," replies Pig. Their second show is in Florida. Their trip is slowed down by the rain. "What if nobody comes because it's raining?" worries Chicken. Goat looks out the window. "The rain is beautiful, man." The wipers of the van go swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. Swish. The wipers of the van go swish, swish, swish. All through the... Cow high-fives everyone. "We were awesome," squeals Chicken. "Pig? Pig!" yells Sheep. Things become tense when a tire pops on the way to Texas. I'd help, but I don't want to get dirty," says Pig. "Just take the tire," Cow pleads. The tires of the van go pop, 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 pop.
Pop, 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 the tires of the van go pop, 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 all through the...
We rocked it, shouts Cow.
Pig!
Sheep's patience is thin. On the way to Colorado, the van breaks down. Chicken throws her wings in the air. We'll never make our last show. Goat just shakes his head. This isn't good, is it? Asks Pig. The engine in the van goes clank, 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 clank. The engine in the van goes clank, 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 all through the town.
Ow!
Peace out, Colorado! Punk Farm rushes off stage so they can get back home before Farmer Joe. Farmer Joe heads home in an airplane. Punk Farm races home in the rock van. Who will get there first? It's Punk Farm without a second to spare. I sure did miss you guys while I was gone, says Farmer Joe. Hope it wasn't too quiet on the farm. It was very quiet because they weren't there, exactly. The end. Well, everyone, first graders, you guys have been a fantastic audience today. And I want to, yes, yay for you, exactly, yay for you. And I want to thank you guys for being here. I want to thank the teachers for bringing them here and organizing this. I want to thank Politics and Prose for hosting all of the insanity of today. Thank you very much. And I hope that you guys love to read. I hope you like to draw pictures and maybe write some stories. Okay?
Thanks for joining us on Book Tour. For more readings like this one, please go to npr.org/booktour.